In general, what we see is that people who have passion and who are smart actually get their points across. And it doesn't matter whether we share this opinion or not, they're heard and they make a difference. So if the general opinion, let's say, in Sun is that, and a couple of people make good points for that, then you really start thinking there must be something behind it, because you appreciate those folks. And there's a couple of really, really good folks that I would hate to lose on the community just because we don't listen. So we usually, I really try to understand what's going on and what the points are. So one example of what we're doing right now is the role of Java in OpenOffice. It's a somewhat controversial topic, especially for folks who are religious in open source, say that Java might not be, or suggest that Java might not be open enough for an open source project to depend on it. While I have a different opinion, I'm certainly listening, and we're actually having that dialogue right now between those folks and trying to understand what the compromise could look like. That's something we're currently in the process of writing up and finalizing, and then going through the governance process on openoffice.org to the community council and providing a compromise paper to them saying, is that an acceptable solution to you? And I'm pretty comfortable that it will be, but that's only because we actually upfront consulted with those influential people on openoffice.org. And they're all over the spectrum, from very, very pro Java to very, very religious about everything needs to be GPL. So, and anything in between. So I think that's very valuable to have in the community. So everybody who has passion, is honest, and has a case, is a valuable contributor to the project. And we'd really love to have those people on board. So Sophie Gauthier is French. She actually lives in Africa most of the time. And her passion is around bringing software to Africa. A nice quote that I've got from her is actually, in Africa, every software is free software, which I thought is funny, but it shows that that some of those countries are not actually caring much about software IP. While I'm sure that this is going to change over time, it's also clear that it's not going to change to be licensing the software from proprietary vendors. It's probably going to change to just using open source software. So Sophie is instrumental in driving that change in Africa, but also she's still, because she's French originally, she has very good connections in France, and she has done a lot for the project within France. So we're seeing a lot of success and momentum in the French public sector for OpenOffice, and I think it's not overstated that a lot of that is due to her engagement and support of the project.